God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Going to be digging into There Is a Better Way, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Well, I've been sharing with you recently about my family and I's journey regarding our healthcare journey, regarding our health insurance journey, regarding our health co-op journey, and just regarding X2, how Christians really should be not just acting, but how we should be living out our faith in the world. Just want to remind you out of Acts 2, it states this: all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. What did they do? Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Friends, ultimately, isn't that a lot of what this is about? Is helping people come into a right relationship with Almighty God? We see in verse 42 of chapter 2 in the book of Acts that they devoted themselves to the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer. Something, all of those actually, very, very important. Years ago, friends, again, as I've shared in the past, it was quite an amazing time for me and my family. I was leaving a position as a youth minister where I'd been quite successful and learned many things under some great men. Honestly, it was a job which I had come to rely on for my paycheck, to build friendships even, and to have health insurance, among other benefits. And again, to be very forthright, it was a very secure position. It absolutely was. And at least on a human level, moving on sure seemed like that was moronic. I don't know how else to put it. Foolish. At the time, I had, obviously, my wife and I were married. We had 5 children, with number 6 on the way, as you've heard that story in the past. And to be straight up, starting a new career path just didn't seem like a good idea. I'm sure to some, it looked very irresponsible, foolish. Others, I'm sure, were, what is he thinking? This is impossible. Here's the thing. About 8 months before I left that position, God made it very, very clear that it was time to move on and start a new ministry. Very clear. In fact, I would even go so far as to say back at that time, I should have just left. Partly I stayed on due to fear. I even hate admitting that to you, but fear was driving some of my decisions simply because I was fearful of, well, not being able to provide for my family. I was fearful of what people would think, and fearful in a way of, am I really hearing right from God at the moment? However, the place where I was serving in was taking a very different direction than in the past. In fact, I've come to realize even more so now the importance of honoring those that God puts into place for leadership. So much so that if there's a place where you're working and you can't agree with the leadership, you need to do one of two things. Either choose to leave and let them do their thing, even if they go in a blaze of glory. Even if they go up in flames, everything goes down the toilet. Let them go. Because God is the one who institutes those who are in authority. He ordains that. Or you could stay and submit to it, but don't talk about them, especially behind their back, saying negative things. Just keep quiet. Again, God made it very clear that it was time to move on and start a new ministry. As I've already shared with you, I was quite hesitant about this leap of faith that my family and I were about to make. To say it was stressful is an understatement, only because I hadn't put my whole faith and trust in God. I should have had a peaceful mindset through that. Friends, part of it was my own uncertainty about the future and whether or not I was hearing from God correctly, as I've already shared. Leaving this secure position, and it was a wonderful position, was hard. In fact, one thing that made it so difficult of leaving was to leave behind our health insurance for our soon-to-be family of 8. Back then, it cost over $14,000 a year. And with my wife being 5 months pregnant, I can say we were both seriously concerned how we were going to pay for this, let alone deal with the expenses of a new baby. I mean, my goodness, we could not afford a much cheaper health plan even, let alone a very expensive one. Back then, I tried working something out with the church to help us out with the insurance costs, but it just never materialized. I mean, you know how that goes. You try, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. It's okay. If you haven't sensed yet, this was a very hard time for my family and me. We felt like we were on our own with this. Even though that just wasn't the case, but feelings will lie to you. And we weren't on our own simply because God was with us. Friends, we had to put complete faith and trust in God that he's going to supply our needs and take care of us. You know, looking back on that time, I think my wife and I both recognized that it was for our own good and for our family's own good. But it can be hard to see daylight when you are in the middle of a very long tunnel. Friends, if you're in that position right now, I get it. Believe me. And don't get me wrong. Many, many people pray and help and support our efforts for the kingdom. But it's eventually up to God to supply our needs. I've shared with you recently about the story regarding how our 6th child came into not just existence, but how that whole bill was paid for. Just an incredible, miraculous story. Incredible of how that happened. I mean, God even supplies shoes for our children. God has supplied and continues to supply our needs in and through his people and in miraculous ways. Now, one of these ways is how we take care of our health care for our whole family. Now, if you live in the United States of America, I believe it is high time, and you are a Christian, I believe it's time to start thinking differently and actually practice what we see in the Bible. What a concept, huh? The biblical example in the book of Acts is clear. Acts 2, 42 through 47 says that we need to share with one another and help each other out. If we start living the biblical mindset out in the real world, get ready for this, drum roll. We may not even need health insurance. No joke. I'm not making that up. And I'm not being pie in the sky. So many people have said, oh, Jason, you're just not living in reality. No, I am. I am living in reality. Christians, we need to look different than the world. Let's give them hope in Jesus Christ. How about this? Cutting out the middleman and working directly with your doctor. I know, what a concept, huh? Friends, this actually works and is in practice, not just today, but it's been in practice for years. And I mean years. This actually works by many people throughout the United States. Friends, we've been a part of Samaritan Ministries International since 2008. Since 2008. Things we've had to deal with, and I'm not even giving you all of them. A broken collarbone, an asthma attack, even a major miscarriage. And for those of you who don't know or have forgotten, 2017, I had a life-threatening stroke that happened, was life-lighted to a hospital in a city near us, had life-saving brain surgery in that hospital, and all of the bills that we received, our bill that we had to pay was covered with people in the health co-op. When we go in to the hospital, and you've done this, health insurance, you got, here's what we say, we're self-pay. And then usually they look at us like we've got a second head growing out of our shoulder. I'm like, huh? Yeah, we're going to pay for this ourselves. It is a completely massive concept that people just do not understand today. And to be fair, those of you who work in the administrative part with the hospitals, I know there's some of you out there that you don't look like we have a second head growing out of our shoulder. And I want to thank you for that because you get it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And friends, we go in, get the care we need. We get the bill sent to us. And then we let Samaritan Ministries know, hey, we had this happen. Need our bill paid. And then what they do is they tell others in the health co-op, the Desurics this month need your share to be sent to them. By the way, some shares, I don't know the exact numbers because I know the price went up a little bit. In the past, it's like $200, $300 a month, $400 a month. And so we receive checks in the mail from people in the health co-op. So, and you can do the math. Let's say your bill was $5,000. Yeah, you're going to receive individual checks from people upwards of $5,000. And here's the best part, in my opinion. Sure, your bill's paid. But what I love about it, what my wife loves about it, people write us notes, tell us they're praying for us. They're praying for us. So you're not alone. They're showing you love and care. And when we send ours out, we're showing them love and care. friends, in this co-op, we all share in the cost of each other's health care. My family and I, mainly my wife and my daughters, I'm trying. But I have even begun to eat better, put things in my body that isn't just junk food anymore. Because we want to help others and not be a burden to the whole group. I mean, let's just be honest, too. You just feel better physically, mentally, and spiritually. It is God's people being God's people, sharing and caring for one another. Again, we pray for one another and rejoice together when new children are born. And I hope you've heard this. We do all of this with no health insurance and no government interference. And we deal directly with our doctors. You see, I once believed that the church in Acts was promoting a way to socialism. But I couldn't have been further from the truth. Friends, the government was not involved in their method of caring for each other at all. Friends, I have a question for Christians who want the federal government involved in our health care. Why should we involve the government? The New Testament church took responsibility in the book of Acts for themselves and shared among themselves freely without being forced. They freely gave and shared their gifts, whether finances, food, or talents, and they freely received from everyone. I think we all could agree that something needs to change. And I'll leave you with this before we get to our fast cast. Instead of trying to fix a broken system, we should think completely outside of the box and start acting like the Church of Christ that we are called to be. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program, and you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
We all need to ask ourselves this question: who do we trust? We need to seek and search, asking questions and genuinely looking for the truth. Absolute truth will set you free. Real truth. Not your truth or my truth, but Almighty God truth. You know, do you really want to be free, though? I encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 13, where it tells us that love is patient, love is kind, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Ah, there is that word again, friends. Truth. To dig more into this, go find our blog post titled United We Stand, Divided We Fall.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
Where is your faith? Have you been enlightened by the Word of God? Have you tasted God's goodness in your life? Have you experienced repentance? If so, don't fall away from that. Keep moving forward and growing and maturing in your faith. I encourage you to continue to dig into God's word and help your field to produce good crops. Don't give up practicing the faith or fall away from this true faith. Now, friends, if you have not experienced this enlightenment of faith, well, contact a Christian friend, a pastor, or us here at Worldview Warriors to help you get on the right path to tasting the goodness of God in your life. To dig more into this, check out Hebrews 6, 4 through 8.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. So appreciate you being with me here. Wanted to share with you some comments about what you've been hearing Brent writes, couldn't agree more. This is by far not held to just health insurance. The church we are called to be in Acts and so many other places throughout the Bible is one body consisting of many parts. We are given different gifts, not to just be different, but to help others, both Christians and non-believers, in places they might have a weakness. It's hard to build our muscles without hands to lift the weights. We need to be there for each other. The difference between what the Bible calls us to be in socialism is the difference between heart and head. Socialism is rules. You must do this for others and so on. What God expects from us is a heart for others. Not just a willingness to help, but a wanting. A love that will not allow us to ignore the needs of others. This is a love that we cannot control. It makes us share all of ourselves. So often as Christians, we simply talk too much and have nothing to show for it. He continues on, as Saint Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. Let's start being the example we are called to be. Let's deepen our understanding of what God has done for us and the example that Jesus set for us. Let's stop talking about love and actually do and show love. Let's be truly loving. Thanks so much for that, Brent. Also, someone who didn't want to be known but left a comment anyway. I've always loved the idea of living this way. But what happens when you're in a very small church group? Or if someone gets a serious form of cancer or needs months or years in rehab after a horrible auto accident? How does that tiny church help each other out then? Yes, God is almighty and he can do all things so that we can, through him, in a perfect world, this works well. But is it practical for a really small church or even a church of 6,000? Helping is one thing, enabling is another. I guess that's really where strong prayer comes into play. There's much more here, but I so appreciate you asking this question. I appreciate your honesty and your willingness to seek this out further. I think you make some great points and ask great questions. And of course, I don't have all the answers, but I can tell you this. And I encourage you to pray to God about what he would have you do, not just hearing his voice, but obeying him. First of all, straight up, this is going to take some time. Unfortunately, even in the church, we have bought into a lie of a quick fix. Things take time to heal and time to implement. Regarding a smaller church, yes, it will be difficult. But I have a question for you. If people in that church really started to love on each other and help each other out in simple and practical ways and slowly over time move toward this type of care, don't you think other people would come and join you in the adventure? Again, we are not talking about a quick fix, friends. With that said, I want to direct you to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You can find the book I released back in 2013, How Being Consistent Changed Everything. How Being Consistent Changed Everything, a personal journey from security to living a life of liberty. Much is shared in this book about what I've been talking about tonight. Again, I left my youth ministry job in 2007 and really didn't know where the Lord was going to take my wife and me and my family. The journey that we began of spiritual growth and insight was like nothing we ever experienced before. In this resource, you'll read about my family and I, our struggle to follow God and the tough, narrow path that Jesus speaks of in the Sermon on the Mount. Friends, if you are looking for joy in your life in all circumstances, well, then this book is for you. If you're struggling with living God's ways and wanting to be a part of the crowd, well, then this book is for you. If you're struggling financially and you're asking God, why? Well, then this book might be for you. Are you willing to seek out and learn how to please God and not men? Well, perhaps this book can help you out. A personal journey from security to living a life of liberty. How being consistent changed everything. Again, you can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason Nazurek, your host for the program. Thanks for being with me here. You go out and make today great. And friends, do not be a pushover. Hear the voice of God and obey in all things. I'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.